Most of the atrocities in Iraq are traceable to poorly trained reservists and National Guard soldiers who are weekend warriors, who may have, in the case of Abu Ghraib, who came with an experience as prison guards in New York State. Well, you know, prison guards, they have a tough job, but that is a position that attracts some of the worst practitioners of human rights that you could imagine. They were thrown down into Iraq and told to do a job, and nobody oversaw it. I think that the military has earned a black eye by not properly supervising what was going on, not thinking it through. Rick Sanchez, the three-star general in Iraq, at whose feet most of the blame has been placed, should take a lot of that blame. And it has been a leadership failure, which I think, personally, started with the civilian leadership in the Pentagon at the time.